From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump said the United States is willing to go either way in response to North Korea's development of nuclear-tipped missiles. The president spoke after South Korea on Tuesday said the North is willing to start talks with the United States about giving up its nuclear weapons. South Korea's top security advisor told reporters Tuesday that North Korea signaled there was no need to keep its nuclear program if military threats against the country are eliminated. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State is asking for a pause in fighting in northwest Syria, where the Turkish government and its allied Syrian militias are fighting Kurdish forces in the town of Afrin. U.S. Intelligence Chief Dan Coats said Tuesday that the U.S. must do more to deter attacks from Russia in the upcoming midterm elections.
Hope springs eternal, but we need to learn a lot more relative to these talks, and we will, and the IC will continue to do every possible collection and assessment we can relative to the situation that exists in North Korea.
Coats spoke Tuesday to a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on worldwide threats. He said the Trump administration's national security team was discussing a wide range of threats facing the U.S. He also said it is highly likely that Russia will engage in a campaign of disruption, just as it did in the 2016 presidential election. He said we assess that Russia is likely to continue to pursue even more aggressive cyber attacks with the intent of degrading our democratic values and weakening our alliances. This is VOA News.